Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the sizzling hot topic of the new MacBook Air.
Ooh, exciting. Everyone's been buzzing about this, so spill the tea. What's the latest?
Well, the rumor mill is churning, and it seems like a March release is highly likely for the M4-powered MacBook Air. Mark Gurman, you know, the Bloomberg guy, hinted at it. Plus, the M3 Airs are vanishing from shelves, which is another big clue.
Makes sense. Clear out the old to make way for the new, right? But what about performance? Any juicy details on that front?
Oh, there are. Geekbench scores are out and they're impressive. The M4 Air, specifically the Mac 16.2, that's the 13-inch model, is handily beating the current M3 Air.
Wow, that's a big leap. What about the 15-inch?
That's the Mac 16.3, and it's showing up in benchmarks too. Looking good. They're testing a 10-core M4 chip, but we might also see 8 or 9-core versions for the budget conscious.
Smart move by Apple. Keep that $999 entry point, you know? Now I gotta ask about the thermals. We all know Airs can get toasty.
Right? It's physics. The M4 Air will likely outperform the M3, but the M4 Pro will still be king because of its fan. That active cooling makes a difference, especially for sustained performance.
Got it. So short bursts of intense power on the Air, but the Pro is better for longer hauls. What about graphics?
Big improvements there. Over 30% better GPU performance, supposedly. Great news for gamers and creative types. The question is, can it keep that up without overheating?
Good point. That's something to watch out for. This M4 has been around for a while, right? Didn't the iPad Pro get it first?
Yeah, almost 10 months ago. M4 Pro and Macs showed up in the MacBook Pros and Mac Minis later. It's kind of funny, the Air is always the last to get the new chip, even though it debuted with the M1.
True, and with the M5 potentially coming soon, the M4 Air might have a short reign.
I see, interesting, exactly. Still, that M4 is powerful enough for most people's daily needs. Plus, using older tech probably helps Apple's bottom line.
Definitely. Value for the consumer, profits for Apple, it's a win-win, so should we recap?
Sure. New M4 MacBook Air, likely coming in March. Better performance, especially graphics, but we need to see how it handles thermals. And, it might only be new for a short time before the M5 arrives.
Sounds about right. Exciting times for Apple fans.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. This was Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. We'll catch you next time with more juicy updates.
Goodbye.